This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 22 Pentecost Sundays E. First posted October 24, 2010. Genesis 32:22-30. Jacob wrestles with an angel. Psalm 121. The Lord's help to Timothy 3:14-4:5. Fulfill the work of evangelism. Luke 18:1-8. A. The unjust judge. Genesis background. Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, was returning from his father's people in Haran with two wives, his wives' maids, and the livestock he had earned in Haran. Genesis 28:10-32:21. Genesis, for safety, Jacob sent his household across the river Jabbok, which enters the Jordan River opposite Shechem, but he remained on the other shore of the Jabbok. During the night, a man, angel, wrestled with Jacob until daybreak. When the man saw he could not prevail against Jacob, he touched Jacob's thigh and dislocated it as they wrestled. The man asked Jacob to let him go because the dawn was beginning, but Jacob refused to let the man go until he blessed Jacob. The man asked Jacob what his name was, and then said that he would no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, he who strives with God or God strives, because Jacob had striven with God and had prevailed. Jacob asked the man his name, and the man asked Jacob why he wanted to know, and then blessed Jacob, Israel. So Jacob called the place Peniel, the face of God, since he had seen God face to face, and yet Jacob hadn't died. Psalm 121. Background. This is a song of ascents, a psalm for pilgrims ascending the Temple Mount at religious festivals. The hills may be high places where the Baals, the local fertility idols, were worshipped. God asterisk paraphrase, from where does my help come? From the hills, from idols? No, my help comes from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. He will prevent my foot from slipping. He won't be asleep when I need his help. Watch and see. The keeper of Israel, God's people, the church, won't be nappy or asleep when we call out to him. The Lord will keep us from all harm and evil. He provides shade, rest, protection at our right hand, close by. We will be protected from the elements, the nature of conditions in this world. The Lord preserves our lives, protects us from evil. He will protect us in all our paths in life now and forever. To Timothy 3:14-4:5, Paul urges Timothy, his protege, and all believers to continue in the gospel they have learned from the Bible and from spiritual mentors. The scriptures, the Bible, which some, like Timothy, have learned from their youth, are able to teach us to receive salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction and for training in righteousness, that every man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work, to Timothy 4:16-17. According to the commission given him, and all born-again disciples of Jesus, Matthew 28:19-20, John 1:31-34, 3:3-5-8, by God, Paul urged Timothy to fulfill his call and ministry. Jesus is going to return to reveal and establish his kingdom and will judge the living, quickened, and dead, in both the physical and spiritual senses. THOSE born again to true, eternal life by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 5:28-29, Matthew 25:31-46, to Thessalonians 1:5-10. Born again disciples are to preach God's word, the gospel, the Bible and Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5:14, urgently, whether popular or not. We are to convince, rebuke and exhort by God's word. We are never to lose patience or give up teaching the gospel. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching doctrine, but having, itching, ears they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the divine, eternal truth of God's word and wander into myths, to Timothy 4:3-4. But for born-again believers, we are to work constantly as an evangelist, enduring suffering, and fulfill our ministry. Luke 18:1-8a, Jesus told the parable of the unjust judge to teach us to pray with persistence and not give up. Jesus said there was a judge who had no regard for God or people. A widow kept coming to him for vindication against her adversary. The judge at first refused, but then he realized that if he didn't give her vindication, she would wear him out with her continual petitions. Jesus asks us to understand what the parable teaches. Will not God, who is righteous and just, vindicate us much more promptly? Yes. Even so, when Christ returns, the second coming, to judge the earth, will he find faith, obedient trust? Theme: God's call to evangelism. God transforms us from sinners and gives us a new nature. Genesis 32 minutes and 19 seconds, Psalm 121:8, to Timothy 3:14-17, to Timothy 4:2-5. Our calling requires perseverance, Luke 18:1. We need a personal relationship with the Lord through the indwelling Holy Spirit to accomplish our ministry, Genesis 32 minutes and 30 seconds, Luke 24 minutes and 45 seconds, Acts 1:4-5:8. Commentary: Esau was the firstborn of twins, Genesis 25:24-26a. Jacob had left his home and Esau, his brother, having tricked Esau out of his inheritance. He had also been pursued by his father-in-law, Laban, who tried to cheat Jacob out of the livestock Jacob had earned working for Laban for 14 years for two of Laban's daughters, Leah and Rachel. Jacob sent his servants with a gift for Esau, of a large number of livestock, to appease his brother. Then he stayed on the far bank of the Jabbok, perhaps to intercept Laban if he was still pursuing, while he sent his household and livestock across the river, Jabbok, to protect them in case of a reprisal by Esau. During the night Jacob wrestled with an angel, a divine being. Jacob was very strong, Genesis 29:8-10, and was winning the wrestling match until the angel intentionally dislocated Jacob's thigh. The blessing which Jacob received was a new name, Israel, indicating a new self, and it became the name of the 12 tribes of the nation. Names were also given to places to commemorate events. Compare Genesis 28:18-19 and Bethel NOTECE, RSB meaning house of God. Jacob named the place Peniel, since he realized that he had wrestled with God face to face, and yet had not died. Throughout their history Israel kept reverting to idolatry, Exodus 23:32, 32:1. When they entered the promised land they kept worshipping idols on every high place. King Ahab of the northern kingdom married a heathen Phoenician princess, Jezebel, who introduced idolatry, temples, and priests of idolatry to the kingdom, which ultimately resulted in the destruction of the northern kingdom in 721 BCE. Elijah challenged the priests of Baal to a contest on Mount Carmel, 1 Kings 18:30-39. Baal didn't answer his priests' prayers, and Elijah accused Baal of sleeping, 1 Kings 18:27. God answered Elijah's prayer in a powerful way, so that the people of the northern kingdom realized that their help was not in Baal, 1 Kings 18:21, but in the Lord, the God of Israel. The psalmist had learned from experience and testified that real help comes only from God. I also personally testify that I have experienced the miraculous help of God in immediate answer to prayer. See personal testimonies and conditions for answered prayer. Sidebar, top right, home. The Lord will preserve our eternal lives, will keep us from harm and evil, and will protect us from the destructive elements of nature. We may go through physical and emotional storms in this lifetime, but He will bring us through them ultimately unharmed. Paul was discipling Timothy in fulfillment of the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, which Jesus gave to his disciples to carry out after they had been born again, Luke 24 minutes and 49 seconds, Acts 1:4-5:8. They were to make, born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciples who would know and obey all Jesus' teachings. Paul discipled Timothy, until he had received the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit to Timothy 1:6-7, and then taught him to repeat the process with others, to Timothy 2:2. The church is the heir to the ministry of John the Baptizer, water baptism for spiritual cleansing to prepare people to receive Jesus, Matthew 3:11, compare Acts 2:1-4, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34. Only to his obedient, trusting disciples, John 14:15-17. The infilling of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible ongoing, daily event. It is not conferred automatically by some church ritual such as water baptism. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The Bible isn't popular with many people today, certainly in America. Just because people don't want to hear it, we are not exempted from proclaiming it. The time has surely long since come that people won't endure sound biblical preaching. Instead, they want to hear only portions which make them feel good about themselves. All truly born-again Christian disciples are called to be evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Word of God in the Bible. Persistence gets results even with an unrighteous, unjust judge. Jesus is perfectly righteous, doing what is right, good and true, according to God's Word, having lived in human flesh, with all its unrighteous desires, but without sinning, Hebrews 4:15. He has been appointed to return to judge the righteous and unrighteous. The righteous are made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ, Philippians 3:8-9, shed on the cross, to be received by faith, obedient trust, Ephesians 2:8-9, as the one and only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of all our sins. If the unrighteous judge granted the woman's petition not because he wanted to please God or the woman, but because it was in his own self-interest, surely the Lord will grant our persistent petitions, since he alone is truly righteous and good. Jesus loves us so much that he died for us in excruciatingly, from the cross, the world's worst form of execution, painful death of the cross, so that we might be forgiven and saved from condemnation in the judgment, Romans 5:8, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, home. Jesus has promised to return at the end of time to judge the earth. The moment will come for each one of us, if we are still living at the second coming, or if we die physically. No one knows when those will be. Once Jesus comes, or we die physically, it will be too late to change our eternal destiny. Jesus will be looking for faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, those who have believed the Word of God in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the living Word, God's Word fulfilled, embodied, and exemplified, John 1:1-3:14. Those who have acted in faith on God's Word will have been reborn by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit during this lifetime, and will enter eternal life in paradise restored in God's heavenly kingdom. Those who have refused or failed to act in faith in Jesus Christ will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14. Asterisk the Oxford Annotated Bible, Revised Standard Version, Education by Herbert G. May and Bruce M. Metzger, Psalm 121:1 and, page 754, New York, Oxford University Press, 1962.